This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 779. I'm Brian Kilby, and I am back. Yes, Skylinx, and this time no force in the universe can stop me. Thanks to Chris and company for hosting last week in my absence.
We had fun.
It was.
Yeah, what I listened to was a lot of fun. I need to go back and finish. So
I wasn't even able to show pictures, although they probably look terrible with my internet connection.
No, they look fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of figured like if it was going to work at all, it probably would be okay because it was still images and it wouldn't matter if I was only
sending out, they're a little small, you know, in the quadrant of the screen, but you know, I like the idea.
I mean, I don't, because it was streaming from your perspective, I don't think I was able to do anything about the size of the
viewport. Yeah, so what I was thinking, we could try it the next time. Like you can actually, so I thought in Zoom, it worked like Teams. When you share your screen, it maximizes the picture and minimizes the video from other people. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never used it.
Yeah, so I did this through OBS because I know how OBS works.
Yeah.
And I was not willing to take the risk on Zoom doing something unexpected.
Okay. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
I think that would probably work, too. And Don wanted to share something.
I think that's the cleverness needs to at least be appreciated and addressed.
Let me hide my screen here. I don't want to click on something that's unsavory. Don is...
Well, it's third party, Brian, so it's unsavory to you, I'm sure.
Oh, that thing. Okay.
Well, you know, I don't want it to be like your ringtone.
My ringtone is Cowboys of Boo Mesa. Thank you very much.
Oh, that. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Cool. So that was Don, Diecast, Matt, Rob. We're all here.
Hello.
So I've cut back on caffeine, but I still had one no dose. I'm halfway through a bottle of caffeinated water, and I just opened my Rockstar. I am Dragon, but not Rock the Dragon, just Dragon.
I've cut back on sleep, not by choice, so I'm kind of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling, Rob.
Yeah. Sleep is a pretty decent replacement for caffeine, but not quite good.
Well, it is if you can get it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, all we need is like Kilby in like an alternate color scheme. Then we have Double Dragon.
You know, so. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So I listened to an interview today with Lloyd Kaufman, the guy behind Troma Films.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, I think actually one of our listeners works for Troma, if I remember right. I forget who it was off the top of my head. He was talking about what he thinks the fourth Toxic Avenger movie is the best one. That's the one where it's kind of like there's a good and evil version. So it's like double toxies.
I don't remember they did that many of them.
I have no idea. So, but I'm thinking about getting their streaming service because it's like $5 a month and I can watch all those movies and the cartoon if I want to.
Oh, the kids will love that.
I'm not going to show them Troma movies.
No, but the cartoon.
Yeah, maybe.
The cartoon wasn't bad.
The cartoon's fine. I watched the cartoon.
Yeah. I didn't. I'm sure it's fine.
It's not bad. Uh-huh. I have the figure around here somewhere.
It's no worse than the Police Academy cartoon.
That was pretty bad.
Well, in one sense, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's jump to the news because I'm gonna let Don talk about this. Don, I'm showing off something. It's at T-Formers. It's something you want to talk about. Tell us about it.
Well, it's
oh, we're going straight to this. Okay.
Yeah, it's such a clever use. This is the New Age Cyclonus.
Oh, that's based off Cyclonus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they reversed it and made it into Depth Charge, and I think. It for a Legends class figure, I think that really surprisingly works as Death Charge. It's more of a like if it was this Cybertron mode, Cybertronian mode, or something like that, of course. But it's such a incredible reuse of that mold. It's the whole Star, it's the Reliant Miranda kind of thing. You just flip it around and it's something different. But I just thought it was super impressive and clever, and I just wanted to point out to a lot of people that may not collect third party how just unique that looks. And I think that's just really should give them credit for seeing.
Oh,
that.
Holy crap. I see what you mean. I've been just gandering at the robot mode, which I thought was great. Yes. They literally flipped it around.
They turned it backwards. Charge. Yeah.
So this isn't an entirely new idea. So back probably 10 years ago now, a similar custom project was done using the older generation Scourge toy turned around backwards with a new piece added as the tail to be a depth charge, because much like this, if you turn that around, you can kind of get a convincing stingray out of it. So I'm not saying in any way New Age like knew about that, ripped off, because like I only remember that because I'm me and I have total recall of all things unimportant. But like, you know, turning things backwards and making decent depth charges out of them, like it's just kind of the thing that happens. It's kind of a shame FunPub during their tenure didn't come up with that, or, you know, land on a similar idea. And they just, you know, straight redecoed Terra Dive.
But Terra Dive is such a great toy, and that worked out to be a good deco.
It's a good toy, and the deco looks good on it. It's not a good depth charge.
Every deco looks good on that toy.
It's a great toy.
I mean, if you told me between Terra Dive or Space Case, that would be tough to choose, because they both wear their colors so well.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah,
Space Case could be better, honestly.
I want to jump to the next news item, because this is what everybody's talking about. And we're going to do some catch up from Hasbro's daily updates from last week.
Yeah.
That feels me hurt.
The big thing that people have been talking about this week is the Legacy Voyager class override from Cybertron. And somebody just hit something. I don't know what that was.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me.
It's okay. So I guess rumors were that it was a retool of Rodimus or Hot Rod.
Studio Series Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Apparently, like when the presentations were originally done for this, it was being pitched as a Hot Rod retool.
So I just looked for like somebody who, you know, mirrored pictures, because I didn't want to link to like any videos or anything. I don't even know if the video's up. But our pal Transformers the Show at TF Show UK on Twitter posted pictures, and I can't show them in this view. So let me change the view.
Whoops. Oh,
yeah. So she looks good.
I think it looks great.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't get this toy when it came out. Cybertron was the period when I wasn't buying much in the way of new toys. So you can hold a Cybertron toy in front of me, and there's like a 50-50 chance that I would be able to even identify it as a Transformer. So I'm pretty sure she's one that I've seen in person. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I own the original Override toy, and it's not bad, but it's a little bit hampered by, as I recall, a couple of like spring-loaded transformation gimmicks don't work so well.
Yeah, that was like kind of the thing with that toy. They put some auto transformation in it for reasons I don't entirely remember being apparent at the time.
I think that was supposed to be like
it was a little bit hindered. Oh, yeah, that was a Velocitron trait.
Yeah. Well, Velocitron Deluxe is we're supposed to transform quickly.
Yeah, because Mudslinger or whatever the monster truck was had the thing where you could raise the body up on the wheelbase. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Between the two of us, we remember all things unimportant. No, so like the original Override toy was kind of hindered by that. I don't think that's going to be the case with this. Now, this was solicited as a Voyager toy for Walmart's Velocitron subline, and as far as we know, that hasn't changed. In some of the pictures, I don't know what's on the Twitter.
Nothing right now. I'm not drinking the Rockstar.
Yeah, no, just I don't know which photos they mirrored off of the screenshots that are floating around from this. But like this Override is about the same height and build as Studio Series Hot Rod. So if it is still being sold as a Voyager, it's going to be, you know, a smaller one. And from what I've seen, it doesn't look like there's quite the build complexity Hot Rod had to make up for it. And, you know, we're kind of in the dark as to if there's going to be like accessories or anything to also make that up, or if this is just going to be, you know, the next like major talking point of things being sold at price points that they don't deserve.
Could they quote make it up in paint, because she looks nice? Would they make it up in paint?
I don't know if they would, you know, I don't know if they'd bump a, you know, deluxe essentially up to Voyager price point just because they put a ton of paint on it.
I mean, there's a lot of plastic in her gun, as big as that thing is, but there's not there's that it's not just that one gun. That's more than just a little pew pew pistol. It's like our original gun, but that's not enough to bump it up either.
My fear has been, and this is probably unfounded, but I'll just say it out loud anyway, is that it's at the Voyager price point because it is of mold that is probably not going to get reused in any way.
It makes sense too.
Yeah, I also kind of hate that.
Yeah, I hate that, but it seems like in the current climate, it's not impossible either.
Because that's kind of the reason why we didn't get Walmart Netflix Soundwave reissued, is because of the exclusivity to them, and that's why we got a reissue of the Siege Soundwave instead that nobody wanted because of the agreements with Walmart.
Yeah, but Walmart can still re-release it if they want to, and
yeah,
I imagine the same thing is true with this one. If Walmart wants to come up with another repaint for it, they can release it.
In terms of viable characters for that mold, I can't really think of any off the top.
There is a black repaint, I think.
Yeah, it was like a limited thing in Japan, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Dark Nitro Convoy.
Okay, yeah.
And I think in Cybertron we also got Override GTS.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of, I can kind of see maybe Black Arachnia with a new head, kind of.
No.
No, no. You don't think so?
No.
But so
I don't think it'd work.
This looks like a really faithful update of the original toy. Like it looks good. It does. Yeah, it's a little more rounded off in robot mode, so it's not quite as blocky. But what's important is this is a toy that in the Generations line that is not from another timeline through the G1 lens.
Correct.
Yes.
Weird, yeah.
But that's partly because Cybertron's aesthetic was so G1 compatible already.
Yeah.
I've got the original toy. I had the original toy. I sold it. I hated it. It wasn't quite supreme level Cheetor of self-loathing.
So I shouldn't buy a carded one for $120. But, is what you're saying?
No. But I mean, I'll be more than happy to have 900. This to represent the character.
900 is what one is going for on eBay right now. It's not going for asking price.
Yeah.
I was about to say no.
Yeah. So I mean, I sold that figure because the face didn't look right. I hated the toy. This, I think, is a much better representation of the character.
I think this is also going to be the one thing in the line that's not just a straight up repaint.
Yeah.
Wheeljack 64, our friend Josh had put the theory forward too. This could just be like a pre-tool use of something that's going to be a mainline release later, just as something very different. Right now we just don't have an indication of what that might be. But yeah. As exclusives go, it's very peculiar to get a fully new mold that doesn't have a prior use in mainline. Now, it has happened before with Walmart and Target much more recently, but Walmart back in the Dark of the Moon era had the Deluxe Optimus Prime, which was completely a Walmart exclusive. It got released by Walmart 2 times. Nobody else carried it. It didn't come out through any other retailer until, I want to say, maybe around between Dark of the Moon and Age of Extinction, sometime in the interim period, when it was released with the Mech Tech trailer. That was the first time it was available at other retailers besides Walmart. So it's not unprecedented to have a mold debut exclusively as a retailer exclusive, but it's very uncommon. Cybertronian hover car Bumblebee at Target last year is also an example of that.
It's also possible that they just didn't have anywhere else in any other line that they could fit this into, which is why it ended up in the Walmart line.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it could be that this is something that they got, some depth into developing for Legacy, and through whatever means they
cost it out of a wave or
they had to retinker an assortment and it suddenly became homeless, but they were too far along to actually cancel it and it just needed to go somewhere.
I know it's not quite the same, but this whole thing gives me like an AVO Swerve kind of vibe, because it's like they built this brand new mold for the car company, only released limited, in this case an exclusive, and then it's never seen the light of day again. It's just I get shades of that when I hear this.
I mean, if Walmart went to them and said specifically, you know, we want you to make us a new Cybertron override because, you know, my kid loved that toy when he was 12, you know, like I could kind of see the comparison, but at this point, it's just kind of an
Walmart has mystery. That much pull, by the way.
Yes, Walmart. Yeah, no, and that was my point with the precedents I mentioned. Like, you know, Walmart has had enough influence to get that done once. Target does at this point, obviously, because they have the hover car Bumblebee from Buzzworthy. You know, that was a completely new, unique mold too. Like it this does happen occasionally. It's just weird to see it happen a couple times within a short span like this, especially from two different retailers. Like, you know, I would more expect to see some like a Cliff Jumper version of that Buzzworthy Flying Saucer Bumblebee before I would see like another brand new mold. Also, why haven't they done that yet, that Cliff Jumper?
In our Discord chat, tfradio.net/Discord, both Blade Gnome and Black Knife bring up some good things. Override as a Mach 5 if they wanted to do a crossover with Speed Racer and Animated Blur. And then Black Knife says Transtector Cheetor. I'm thinking, remember the Collectors Club did Cheetor
off of
from
Blur.
That Animated Blur mode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be a definite either a Shattered Glass, it could be a Selects, whatever the case, but they could do Cybertronian Cheetor from this override.
Didn't Funpub do a Shattered Glass Alita 1 off of that too?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah, nothing's coming to me immediately.
Yeah.
I could see that being the case. I just don't specifically remember it.
So also news item. Are we going to move on?
Probably, yeah.
I know that we found out, I think, last week or the week before that Ultimates Wave 1 would be shipping soon. I got a notification from Big Bad today that my pre-orders are soon to be charged. So,
What happened to Starscream? That
he died. He died.
I know, but I know they always say final images, you know, final image will vary, whatever the case may be. That doesn't even look close on those Starscream ghost colors to what was shown. Is it me just not seeing it, or is it that different?
That's a good question, Don. I don't know.
I haven't seen the new photos, so.
No, I mean, Starscream does look pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Starscream first came out, I didn't need glasses. It was first up for pre-order. I didn't need glasses. Now I do. So, yeah. Okay, some catch-up from last week.
Okay, to what Matt brought up about the Funpub using Override as Shattered Glass Alita 1, they repurposed Override GTS as Shattered Glass Alita. So they used one of the existing decos for their fiction.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it ever got a toy or anything. I think it was...
Yeah, I mean, the toy exists. Like it didn't come out through them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Dark Nitro Convoy looked a lot better than I remember it looking. Boyd just posted a picture in the Discord.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that does look good. Dang.
Well, and just like an e-hobby-based Dark Rodimus, Dark Hot Rod, we'll never get that as a retail product off of the modern toy.
Yeah.
Sadness.
So, last week, Hasbro was... Hasbro Pulse and Amazon were unveiling their Legacy Wreck-N-Roll collection toys. I think we got through the first three.
Yeah.
The next... in line was the one that I actually thought was a joke when people were talking about it because I'd forgotten about it. It's the Bulkhead.
So a picture of this leaked the night before the reveal.
I thought it was somebody's Digibash.
Yeah, so it came up in our Discord and at like 12:30 or 1 a.m. some of us were still sitting in there and we were talking about it, kind of basically just having a debate over whether it was a Photoshop or not.
Which, I don't hate it, but I don't.
This is specifically based on Movie Hound.
Yeah, I think Rob Springer said it reminded him of General Optimus Prime, which I totally would buy it for that reason. Anyway, I did buy it. So, but
I went a different route, but I'll get to that in what we got.
Yeah, okay. I skipped this one because like I just bought the regular Legacy Bulkhead that's still readily available on shelves and not that much different.
Yeah. What about, go ahead, somebody.
I was going to say, but how are you going to build the hammer then? The cardboard hammer.
I wasn't going to build it before because I didn't buy Springer either.
Yeah. But hey, are you going to get the Legacy Wreck and Roll Diaclone Universe Twin Twist?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
None of you will be able to stop me from owning that.
That's the one that was leaked the most. I'm surprised they saved that one to last.
It looks so great.
Well, it's because that's how they structured the packaging.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, looking at the article from Benny at BWTF.com.
Are we going to have to wait until next year to get the top spin to go with it?
We get the top spin, yeah. So JT Prime had told us that, I think we talked about this a little bit last week, that the Wreckers thing was supposed to be, like, when it was originally pitched, two waves of product. Whether the second wave got outright canceled or otherwise dropped, I don't think is clear at this point.
I hope not.
It seems like Top Spin would have been part of that second wave. And I think it was Rob that made the point that made this make sense. Like, their Top Spin and Twin Twist are mostly the same mold, so they couldn't produce both at the same time to make a two-pack out of them.
Yeah, I mean, also, if they're only going to produce one, I think Twin Twist was the best choice because that was harder to find by a good margin. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you know, it makes some of our listeners, like Captain Rufus, still frustrated because it's not in, you know, the correct colors for that. Although the toys did come out in these colors in Diaclone, but, like, you know, if you want the toys that you remember from childhood, it's still not like a completely suitable substitute, unfortunately.
Yeah. But still pretty sweet looking.
I love it. I love the application of the Titan Master as a Diaclone driver. You know, like the whole thing, it works really well. I'm really satisfied with it, just like on a conceptual level. And like, it's being sold as Diaclone Universe Twin Twist or whatever. Like, you know, it's maintaining the legacy thing of drawing from different universes. And I just kind of like the idea of some poor Dianaut and his mecha getting hijacked into the Transformers
and land in the Wreckers. Of all places.
It's pretty sweet.
A real Dianaut.
Yeah. I just feel that Bulkhead is kind of, you know, he feels like a wasted slot with a toy that's on the shelf right now and not that different. Aren't there any other Wreckers we could have gotten of a
Pyro? Well, Pyro. Okay. They could have done it as Pyro.
Yeah, I can see that.
Remember, though, Don, this is not supposed to come out till November. Bulkhead will be long off the shelves by then, hopefully.
No, he won't. Ideally. not unless we have a, you know.
That may be the intention.
That's the intention. We'll go with that. But, like, again, this is going with the legacy thing where they're trying to, you know, multiverse this, and they want to pay tribute to, in Transformers Prime, Bulkhead was a Wrecker. So it was either this or give us Earthrise Wheeljack for the, like, sixth time.
Yeah, so I hope there is another wave of this that they're just, like, holding off, because there are so many more characters that they could do.
Well, and in Mark Mayer's Instagram posts, you know, following up the reveals, like, you know, he's heavily alluding to, hinting at, that there's more stuff, you know, on a list, and, like, if we want to see more of it, we need to, you know, make noise, give the response, you know, so that they can justify doing more.
Basically, buy all these. just buy, because,
well, I'm buying three of the five, but
five.
Like, do that Bulkhead again as a Pyro. It needs a new head and a new paint job. And there you go. That Siege Hound is still a good mold. Make it Fistatron, Iron Fist, whatever you want to call him. Bash a couple weaponizers together to make Rack and Ruin. Like, there you can easily fill out another wave or two of this.
And don't forget, Red is a Walmart exclusive line, I know. But they could always put, you know, something like, you know, a core class Miko in Apex armor as part of the Wreckers line.
Stop. I'd rather have Verity.
Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, they could keep a Wreckers line going for a long time if they really wanted to.
There have been so many different characters in the Wreckers over the different versions of the comics.
There's a ton to draw from. If there is a second wave of this, I would not at all be surprised to see something referencing the movie Wreckers too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can skip those.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends what mold they would use. Like, if they want to take the Earthrise Dotson mold and paint it as, which one was the target car? Leadfoot?
Leadfoot, yeah.
You know, do that in red with a visually similar but legally distinctive, not brand non-specific design on the hood. You know, like, you know, take the Smokescreen body and make a version of that Leadfoot.
Aren't we getting another movie, Wheelie?
I don't remember. I've brought him up several times.
I believe there's a Studio Series 86 Wheelie on the list.
Oh, I was thinking we're talking about the Bay crap movies, like the Revenge of the Fallen Wheelie.
I was.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully not.
Yeah. For some reason, I think I saw that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, in the Discord chat, come on, scroll up. E-Gus posted Whirl and Roadbuster. Would there be too much mass in the Generations toys for them to get reissued?
It probably.
Yeah. Carl has his comment is right up your alley, Don. He's wanting the Circuit Breaker.
Tonight. What?
What? We didn't hear most of that, Don.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Marvel Legends Circuit Breaker. After all the reveals today, I mean, that they did for the Marvel Legends panel, it's like
fire. Well, hey. Let's go off topic for a second. The only thing I saw was the Japanese Spider-Man, which I must have. Is there anything else?
There's PulseCon Mojo World set with Mojo Longshot and Dazzler. Mm-hmm. Bagman for the Spider-Man line.
I have too many Spider-Man, but I'll get the Japanese one.
Fire Lord on the Fantastic Four retro card, cool, which I need to go with Galactus. Iron Man classics
War Machine.
So Iron Man's getting retro card figures now.
That looked great. Yeah.
So it's the animation colors War Machine, which means Chris, you'll probably get that Iron Man armor you liked in like cartoon accurate colors.
Not sure if okay. So the thing with that is between the two seasons of the cartoon, they change the colors drastically. So which colors is it?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
In season two, it was like a medium gray with like almost purple over it, which didn't look like War Machine ever looked in the comics. The first
The War Machine is black and white. They showed us that, like a physical copy. I was talking about the Iron Man, like that Iron Man mold you like so much.
Yeah.
The modular armor will probably get the comic accurate repaint.
Good.
Because I thought that War Machine was from the Spider-Man animated series when he showed up in there once or twice.
But I was going to say they just reused the animation models, but they didn't even really do that because like even Iron Man's armor didn't look correct in that.
Yes. It's from the Iron Man animated series, which is why it's on the Iron Man retro card.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it was fun in the middle of the Spider-Man animated series when they started having, you know, various other superhero cameos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so there was also Hasbro. Okay, Diecast has his hand up.
Wait, what were you gonna say?
Let's talk about Victory Saber.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that first. There's something else that's not in the notes that I want to mention, but let's do Victory Saber first.
Okay, do Victory Saber. Tell us about it.
Oh, Victory Saber. They put out a 40-minute update video of Victory Saber.
I did not watch it.
I did.
I haven't yet.
How either. He transforms and everything. It did not have paint apps on it.
Saber is really small.
Yeah, Saber's like half the size of a Titan Master.
Well, he's smaller.
That's the brain of courage.
Yeah, he's smaller than a deluxe. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. So I saw screenshots from this. I want to watch the video. I never got around to it because of various reasons, but I saw screenshots. And Evan had like a tape measure out to give specific estimates, or that might have been a follow up on Instagram. I forget which.
That was a follow up.
Okay, so Saber's robot mode is like 4.5 inches tall, which is definitely small.
How tall is Star Saber?
Like 11.
Okay, much larger.
10 or 11 inches, something like that. And Victory Leo is like largish Voyager height.
Yeah.
Is it smaller than Cliff Jumper?
About the same. Maybe smaller.
They kept comparing it to Siege Hound, I think.
And it was a little bit shorter than Siege Hound, I think. So
it didn't look, you know, incredibly out of place, though. Like, he's smaller, but not that much smaller. The Brain of Courage is absolutely tiny. But I did watch the whole video. and like it is a first engineering pass. You know, some stuff is going to change, but what they had now is like the full video is just full of really satisfying ratcheting sounds.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And snaps and clicks of stuff locking into place, which is very, very encouraging. And I just want to say that Evan did a great job presenting the video. Sweet. Thank you.
And to follow up on what Diecast asked, so I've got Netflix Bumblebee here and I measured that. That's about 3¾ inches in robot mode between that and 4. So Saber will be a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, so it fits in with Deluxes.
Cool.
Saber will be small compared to, you know, many other characters, but it's not going to be, you know, tiny, tiny. It's no Brain of Courage.
No, Diecast, what were you going to talk about?
Oh, you forgot to put it on the list. I can't believe it. They're re-releasing the Transformers crossover Maverick figure. How did you forget to put that on
the list? So it's going to have an updated box. And I thought, based on the press release, and I actually emailed Hasbro back about it, or Rogers and Cohen back about it, the PR firm. I wanted the picture of the box because I wanted to see what it looked like. And they didn't have it.
Why did they update the box? That was the only thing that was good in the last figure. Like, the figure's not good.
I don't know.
The box was good.
I mean, it's probably something to do with the
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick.
The branding agreements.
I was kind of... See, I've got Maverick, and I've never opened it. Just
me neither.
Well, I mean, I want to open it, because...
I don't.
There's some things about the transformation.
Different accessories, Carl.
Yeah, but the thing is... It's the paint job, that dirty, splotched. I guess I wanted something to look like the leader one colors in jet mode. The not quite off white kind of
sheet. I want it in blue then.
So I'm hoping they change the colors a little bit so it's not that modded splotchy gray on white.
Okay, so like for me, the big problem with the way Maverick looked was that the plastic they used had. Like, it's a, you know, light to medium gray, but it's got somehow that milky quality that certain, like, white plastics have,
mm-hmm.
Where the details just kind of melt into it. That was a problem for me. And if they could do, like, a full coverage paint spray over it, it would look so good. We've seen many different customized Mavericks after the first release came out. And, you know, every time they got a full paint job, the toy looks beautiful in jet mode. The paint they have on it is theoretically realistic to how those jets would be painted. You know, aircraft and sometimes ships are painted two-tone. Basically, they'll have, you know, one color on the top surface and sometimes like a camo pattern. So anything above them looking down will not immediately be able to make them out from the ground cover below. And it works the same with sea vessels too. They will be a blue on top and like a white underneath, so anything underneath them will see the same color as the sky through the water, and from above it they just kind of blend into the water. Jets do basically the same thing.
Sort of like why we got the first MP Starscream in that weird kind of realistic gray color.
I think that was more Shoji Kawamori's fault.
Yeah,
because that's just kind of how he rolls. I think a lot of what happened with Maverick was probably Northrop Grumman's fault as much as it was anybody else's. Because like when they did the reveals, there was elements of Maverick that had obviously been photoshopped in late in the process. And they were the kind of things that looked like something the vehicle licensor would have insisted on late stage, that the, you know, the sample model they were photographing didn't have present, but that the licensor insisted on being there. So I think Northrop Grumman ended up being kind of picky about how this was represented, and probably, you know, I'm sure there was some of that with the movie studio as well, but I tend to think that it was the vehicle manufacturer that was kind of probably the sticking point with this. And like, I'm half surprised that they're releasing this again, just because from all outside signs, this looked like the whole project was a bunch of trouble, but they do need to get some of their investment back on this. And
yeah,
you know, we saw Ectotron twice. So
yeah. And the second movie's out or going to be out. So
it's been done for 3 years, apparently, something like that. The there's apparently no I didn't want in the stock photos for this when I didn't see the volleyball. So who cares?
They did mention accessory changes, so apparently the volleyball's gone.
Lame. Okay. So maybe this would, yeah, never mind. I'm getting to that old age too, so I'm not going to make fun of.
Yeah, they're going to repaint the volleyball as a basketball and put it in with an Optimus Prime.
Well, I was going
to, and then cut it from that.
I was going to say like a hemorrhoid pillow or something, but you know, I'm certain that, yeah.
Where's okay. my BotBots basketball?
So I haven't been looking too deeply at the Ultimates pictures that have been floating around. One thing I've heard, though, is that Optimus Prime's elbows don't bend very far, which kind of makes the whole basketball situation sadder. Like, he has it, but he can't really do much with it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and this is, see, this is what I was afraid of with this first wave of Ultimates, which was that the articulation was going to be hampered by the, you know, boxy, cartoony quality of them, which doesn't really lend itself to articulation without compromises that they obviously weren't making.
That's why I'm just getting the Optimus Prime alligator. That's it. That's the only one I want.
So in the chat, who was it? Russet Cross said that Top Gun 2 is out now. It is. I had no idea. It's playing right now.
Oh.
Yep. Well, okay. Yeah. So right. I had no idea. Apparently, I mean, Applebee's is giving apparently Applebee's is giving away tickets. So that's how well they expect to do.
Oh,
go ahead, Don.
Sorry, the aftermarket on Maverick shot sky high. So
why?
I was just seeing, you know, I was looking for a second one to open because I haven't opened. You know, I've gotten two of most of the crossovers because the packaging is usually one of the big selling points for all of those. And I wanted to leave one in the box, but I only got one of Maverick. And when I was looking for a second one, the aftermarket was pretty pricey. So I'm kind of glad they're reissuing it, and hopefully I can get, you know, one of those and pick whichever one I want to open, so I have one in the box.
But the parts layouts are different now, Don. So which one do you open?
It all depends, because I always thought the first one's guns looked kind of stupid.
But it had a volleyball.
I don't care about volleyball. I mean, if the volleyball had split into like maybe like combat knives I could store on the legs or something, you know, there was, you know, something.
You want to make knives out of a sphere.
Okay, cool.
Don, do you know how knives work?
Hey, let's talk about.
I watch Forge and Fire. Yes, I know how knives work.
Let's talk about what we got this week.
I didn't get anything.
Next. I didn't get anything.
I got next. Something.
Go ahead, Diecast.
I got fans' toys. Why, Hannibal.
I don't want to buy him because I am not buying Fort Max, but he looks so good.
Oh, he is great. And his eyes light up. You just push the chin in. And of course, the backpack's on, so you can't really see. Well, there you can see the eyes light up, man.
Okay, but does it play the Headmaster's theme?
It does not play any.
Well, then it's inferior to the Takara Legends fortress.
Look how big this guy is. He is. Yeah. Huge.
He looks awesome. I want him, but I know if I get him and I tell myself I'm just going to get him, I'm not going to worry about Fortress. We know that's a lie.
I
hope they release this as Brave Max and Grand Max. Grand so Max, that yeah. has to buy them all.
He's Hannibal. I think they'll call the body just Lecter, and then you'll have Hannibal Lecter together. And it's going to be big enough that you could actually, you know, put it on a hand truck and wheel it around like Hannibal Lecter.
I thought he was Hannibal from the A-Team.
Well, I thought he was Hannibal of Carthage. So I thought it'd be like, yeah. you know, oh. the yeah. robot would be of Carthage.
I was thinking the robot would be Elephant because it's going to be huge.
He'd ride the elephant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
a lot of different directions here tonight.
Yeah.
I love the way
he Hannibal Diecast, King and he hunts and, vampires.
Yeah, Diecast, of course, goes for the serial killer, which is, well, we won't dwell on that.
That's the most known.
I mean, I really want him. And I think
plenty of people know who Hannibal of Carthage is.
But the thing I love the most is if you got him just by himself and didn't plan on getting Fortress Maximus, him coming with the Master Sword ring. That you can do the pose when he's pulling the Master Sword out for the first time to transform. I think that is kind of a great little piece just to like capture that moment in Headmasters before you see that kind of transformation on screen.
Yeah, I would say that the Punic Wars had a bigger impact on the world than some novels or a TV show.
One of his eyes seems to be brighter than the other, Diecast.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I guess I have to take it apart.
But no, Diecast, he asked for a Bud Light, not a Butt Light.
But the face plates do come off too. So there's multiple faces for it. There's like a screaming face, of course.
That's I had to do that.
Yeah, I'm betting you can probably do the whole Master Sword pose when he in the cartoon when he like summons the Master.
Guarantee
he shouts. He shouts for the Master Sword.
But yeah, it's an awesome figure. And, you know, Fortress Maximus was always a holy grail of mine. So
let Diecast tell you about this head he got.
Yes, it's
great.
And on that note,
that reference.
The only other thing I got was Kickback.
Wow.
Legacy that's, Kickback.
That's two opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, yep. Amazon has that in stock now, finally.
That's what they finally shipped it to me.
Oh, okay.
So the only other ones I'm waiting on are my order from GameStop. They've never shipped the deluxes yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But Chris jinxed me, and they're probably going to cancel it.
Oops. Brian, I know you've had a lot of stuff going on. You're still going to send me out that drag strip that Matt didn't end up taking, right?
Yeah, I still plan on doing it. I just...
I know a lot of stuff has been going on. I just didn't... I wanted to make sure you remembered we had talked about
it. Oh, I was thinking about it today.
Okay, because I actually had kind of semi-forgotten until I noticed Amazon had gotten kicked back in, and I noticed, oh, they've got drag strip, too.
I honestly thought it might be easier for me to just to ship you that one, but it would be cheaper for me to just ship this one, so.
Okay.
Cool. I got to box it up and do all that stuff. I just needed to find time to do it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure what you were referring to with the ship it, or it's cheaper to do.
Ship you one from Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
So, cool.
Sorry to derail.
Oh, you're good. Okay, so... Don, why don't you tell us about that mower you got?
Okay, well, what I got this week is all off topic, a lawnmower, a new kitty cat, and my second Star Wars figure purchase in probably 2 years, which shocked me.
Powers of the Force what?
No. Target got in the droids Boba Fett.
How neat.
That is pretty sweet, Don.
I'm not the big Boba Fett thing because he's the most awesome. It's like, he's got a good look to him. And these colors, since he appeared in droids before he appeared in anything else officially.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
That was worth a pickup right there. So, yeah, that's... But other than that, nothing else has shown up. I've been checking Target religiously for Blitzwings. And
what scale is that Boba Fett, by the way, Don?
It's 3 3/4 inch.
3 3/4. It's there.
Oh, damn, I may have to get that.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a spare. I was thinking about keeping one on card and one opening, but I've got a spare if you need one.
I want one that will choke me to death.
Yeah.
Well, it's
the I know it's the wrong color, but yeah.
Just swallow the missile there, and yeah. There you go.
But yeah, I think I will grab that off of you, Don. So just, let me know what I will owe you for that, and I'll get it to you shortly.
Okay, no problem. We'll do it after the show.
Cool.
Don is confusing Star Wars Holiday Special with the droid series.
Character design is very similar.
And that is specifically on the droids card.
Even comes with a little medallion.
I thought Boba Fett appeared in droids first.
He debuted in the holiday special.
Yeah, the holiday special was 78. Droids did not premiere until after Return to the Jedi.
But that's the deco for droids. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I, who hate Star Wars, got what you meant, really.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the holiday special and droids decos are very similar. So, it's ballpark.
I don't really hate Star Wars. It's not Star Trek. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's very weird for me to want a Star Wars figure because I've mentioned this last week. One thing I picked up was the Mace Windu 6-inch figure that was redone as the Gennady Tartakovsky Mace Windu from.
Wait,
that.
What? Oh, really?
No. Hang on. I might have it somewhere. Hang on. Let me get it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I guess you'd stop listening to the show by that point.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know that was a thing. So that could actually get me to buy that figure again.
Also, Don apparently learned how to pronounce Gendy Tartakovsky's name between last week and this week because he butchered it last time.
It was all out of love.
I'll look it up, Don. It's okay. It's okay.
Don, do you have anything else?
No, and he's in my other box.
That's
downstairs,
fine. Rob,
so I don't have a look.
What'd you get?
Okay, I got a couple of things because, for some reason, the deco on Wreckers Bulkhead actually made me like that mold a lot more than I had up to now. And by coincidence, there is a brief period this week when Macy's had Legacy Bulkhead for $10. So I grabbed regular Legacy Bulkhead for $10.
Plus shipping, unfortunately.
Sorry, what?
Plus shipping, unfortunately.
I've got a couple other things that were cheap for free shipping. Ooh. I'll get to that in a moment as well. So, but yeah, Legacy Bulkhead is not a bad figure. I'm still not really thrilled about its likeness to Bulkhead, but in terms of just a figure, it's really, really nice. It does have the problem that will not be an issue for me on subsequent transformations, that the whole deal is kind of that contingent on a hinge that is not readily apparent to the eye and is not really well documented in the manual. So yeah, that took me a little bit of needless fumbling with an achy wrist that I may resent just a little bit, but I'm getting over it.
That sounds like me that first day trying to transform Nitro Zeus, going by the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that ordeal?
Oh yeah.
Spent 45 minutes on that and hated the toy for like 2 days before finally coming to terms with it. And, you know, I've come to love it since. But yeah, that sounds all too familiar. Bad flashbacks.
Yeah, that was frustrating, but it has definitely grown on me a little bit since then. Like I said, I don't know that I like it as Bulkhead, but it just as a nice, you know, chunky square robot toy, that is a really nice figure. And for $10, that is an excellent purchase.
I mean, I saw that and I saw it while it was in effect and I thought about it, but like I didn't have the opportunity to like find other stuff to get the free shipping. And I almost did it, but just couldn't quite get there with like, I think it was $9 or $10 for shipping, which at that point, why even bother?
Yeah, that's kind of why I shopped around for some other stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing I've gotten that has actually shown up all the... is I also got Legacy Iguanus, which was cool. On there for retail.
Ooh.
And that's a nice little figure. I like it. You know, I like it better in robot mode than bike mode, as has been discussed. And that was another one. I had actually put it down and stopped trying to transform it and moved to Bulkhead. So that did not make that process, you know, more pleasant, but I will say it's not a bad transformation once you know what's going on with it, but putting like two different joints that need to be pushed farther than you really think is good or safe in the upper body transformation sure is a move.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, once you're past that, I really like the little guy. So I have a couple other things coming, which I had hoped would get here in time, but if not, but I, you know, there's always, probably. But there's always next week for that. But for cool. Now, that is the extent of what I've got.
Cool. Hey, so a diecast, Don, Chris, whoever, in the chat, Action Figure Expert was asking about that 48-inch Metroplex that was circulating. Do you guys know
Fortress
anything?
Fortress Maximus?
I thought I saw a Metroplex. It was like...
Okay, well...
There's a Metroplex.
Okay, then I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's... Yeah, it looks like it's coming out.
Who's making it?
I don't know. It's a new company.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
it's probably an old company with a new finish or something.
It could be, but
yeah, starting with a 4 foot tall figure. Yeah. I would think it's somebody who's successfully done something before anyway,
or at least has some ins with a factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know much about it, but I have seen pictures of it.
Cool.
I don't like this new trend of 4 foot tall city robots.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, so I'll just do the stuff.
Although I will say, if somebody was to do that with a Crypticon, like I wouldn't buy it, but I would sure pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. So I got Spike. Yay.
Okay.
I like it. Okay. So Kim picked up at Target a half a case of the Jazzwares Transformers Micro Machines. When you buy half a case, you're only getting really a quarter of a case of actual Transformers, because it's half Transformers, half non-Transformers with like a Transformers sticker or something. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's all movie junk. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. It's all movie. It's all movie toys. So here's a Cliff Jumper, supposedly.
All right. Looks a little bit orange, but yeah, just the lighting.
Yeah. Optimus. They have some little accessories in it, like ramps. Okay, so it comes in with a little playset. It's like a crate that has like a little desert scape in it.
Hmm.
And there's like some doodads that go inside of it, like a cactus and maybe a ramp or whatever the hell that is. In stickers. And I just, they just fell. Okay, great. So I've opened three of those and two of them were Transformers. One was not. So I saw that Vice, that was my Wii U controller, extra one that I bought. I bought an extra Wii U Pro controller. It got knocked over because they're not making any more of those. I saw that Vice Grip, Richard Mistrin, had bought an 8-pack of the Micro Machines. I saw that it's available at Amazon.
Oh.
I just bought them. I don't know. I wish they would do like things besides movie, but because I like Micro Machines. And so a couple weeks ago, when I was last here, I pointed out that I found this Jada Metallic figures set on my desk at work and determined that it was dusty. And I noticed that it was different looking than what I've seen before. So there are two different versions of it. One that is sold like this, which is in landscape, and another, it's the exact same thing. The toys are in exact same order, but it's like portrait.
You know, I didn't realize that until you showed off that first one again just now that, like, yeah, I remember seeing the pictures of that and it was tall, not wide. But I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I have no idea. This was like $11 at Walmart, so I bought it. So I had both versions.
That's weird.
Where do you get the landscape one from?
Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I could sort of see two packaging variants like that. One designed for brick and mortar retail, so it takes up less horizontal shelf space.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Depending on how the planogram is laid out, you might need that. You might want more horizontal. You might want more vertical. So you can choose. You have two different SKUs. You can go with the one that fits your planogram the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the packaging shape and size, God, I wish I knew less about this, how to assort at a store. But believe me, the dimensions of a package factor in when buying, when a merchandiser buys a product at a company.
Right. Oh, yeah.
God, it's the most complicated, worst process ever. I have spent years of my life in that. I'll shut up. So, Cybershark.
It's okay. It's interesting.
Yeah.
In its way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cybershark.
Yeah. Cybershark. Kim found it at Walmart. So it's nice looking. So there you go.
I saw one last week, actually. I almost bought it, but I still have this mental resistance to buying these Beast Wars reissues at full price because I'm just so certain if I wait it out, I'll get them cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, like, Cybershark is more tempting because I've never had any version of that.
Me neither. He's my first. He is my first.
Will you open it or no?
I was going to open it. I just have not had a chance.
He's not bad, Brian. There's a lot of shell, of course, but
he
wears it well. It's Wolfgang that I'm really. I've got him in K9, but that's just other than the hands being right there under the chest where they couldn't figure out where to go with it. That's just a really good mold as well. I'm looking forward to that coming out.
Cool. Okay, so I don't have anything else. So I want to thank our patrons at the Touch tier at tfradio.net/Patreon. We mention those folks every week. You guys rock. You can also go to patreon.com/tfradio. Either one works, so I don't have to remember how to say it because it works either way.
Very nice.
So, we want to thank our friends there. Those folks are on our History on the Fives podcast. And that podcast is available roughly weekly. I posted three episodes to their Patreon last week. I need to get them to the public feed. I
will send you this week's episode.
Cool. Thank you.
Soon.
Cool. But I want to thank our friends at the Touch tier. You can go to patreon.com/TF Radio again. Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Boomer, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Blake Reynolds, Vegemite Mike, Jason Tate, Eric Griffin, Angel Investortron, which I love that, / Sabertron Toys, and Sean I. Williamson. Thank you all so much. Many of these folks are on our Discord right now at tfradio.net/Discord. You guys are awesome. So, what else? I guess if you want to check out all our podcasts and like a backlog of 22, almost 23 years, roughly, there's at least 20 years of content, I think. If you count all the extra podcasts, there's more than 20 years of content. There's a lot. So tfradio.net, tfradio.net, tfradio.net. You can find links to basically everything there. Yeah. And you can find us on Twitter at TF Radio and on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at BKilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby, and at BrianKilby.com. Rob Springer, he's not here with us. He's not been here with us on a regular basis as far as like the weekly podcast goes in, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
But yeah. Rob, I want to mention you anyway, because you still do occasionally your podcast, the zonebase.org podcast, which is called Transform Squadron. That's right. He's had like 55 names for the podcast over the years. There's been different versions. Just Transform Squadron now, right?
The one that always sticks in my head is, you know, Being Awesome.
I loved Being Awesome. Being Awesome was like the best name for his podcast.
It's certainly the one that like clamps on and sticks in your head.
Like, you know, Rob, so I'm not going to pick on you. You know, I wouldn't because you're a giant. But like, Being Awesome is a great name. Transformers Barbecue is a great name. Transformers Squadron is a great name. But as far as a podcast goes, I really loved Being Awesome.
Uh-huh.
But that was the theme of the show, and it's changed. So, but Transformers Barbecue could really be a good name for a general interest podcast, I just got to say. That was the podcast he started like in 2005 after RFC.
Why 2005?
Why 2005? Two people will get that. So,
yeah. And it's us.
Yeah, it's us. It's us. But yeah, you can find Rob at Robo Rob Springer and at zonebase.org. John DeLuna, also not here. He's at That John D everywhere. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find my toy photography archive of galleries, articles, things like that at playwithphotography.com. I have a Patreon if you want to throw some support my way for the toy photography stuff or just to help me out a little bit, patreon.com/playwithphotos. If you would like to just do random acts of material kindness at me, I have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist. Where purchases made from that not only, you know, give me fun things, but also give back a little bit to the show through the Amazon affiliate program.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. I'm on Twitter at Rob Flails, which is the official Twitter of Flailthroughs, my Gundam gaming focused YouTube channel. Trying to remember what this week's Gundam Battle Operation Mobile Suit was because I didn't get it. Oops. Oh. Angelo Sauper's Gear Zulu, which has a really fun set of beam guns. But yeah, hopefully I'll get that eventually. But Gundam Battle Operation 2 is still going strong. Updates once a week. Thursday mornings is when to watch out for the update video for that on my channel. Since I managed to postpone my jury duty for a while, there will be no interruption in service on that front. So
very good.
Yeah. So youtube.com/flailthroughs if you want to check it out. I have played and will play other Gundam games, past and future, and those various times when I have more spare time and energy than I do now. If you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can throw money at me for it, request specific rounds with specific mobile suits, specific weapons, color schemes, what have you. And if you'd like to just, send me things, tfradio.net/playlist is set up the same way as Chris's wish list, where a little bit will go back to the show.
Cool. Don, tell us about tfradio.net/honeymoon.
tfradio.net/honeymoon. It
doesn't give back to the show through the Amazon affiliate program.
It does not.
That's okay.
It gives it back to the show through Don's happiness.
All right. So tfradio.net/honeymoon is a link to take with you if you would like to help out. Christy and I do a few extra things on our honeymoon cruise in October. If you would like to help out, we would appreciate it. We'd like to thank everyone who's generously bought a few of the things on there as well. Just some things that, you know, will help us just enjoy the situation a little bit more. There was a slight change in plan. We're not going to Nassau anymore. They've got a new destination that's being worked on.
The moon?
if it is, that'll be an interesting route. No, but nothing has changed as far as the cruise, because everything is on board stuff. It's just, I have no idea what to expect in this new destination. So that's going to be very interesting to see what pops up once they get everything finalized. But I can also be found for non-honeymoon stuff or whatever on Twitter at HMRC4EVR.
Cool. Sweet. Diecast.
I can be found on Twitter at Diecast2. I do not have a Patreon, but I do have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/diecastlist. You can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast and something. So, oh, reviews. You can see all my reviews at youtube.com/rfcreviews or tfradio.net/reviews.
Sweet. Cool. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody out there who's watching live at tfradio.net/discord, YouTube, wherever you're at. Thank you so much. We love you. We really do. For those of you listening to the podcast, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Bye. This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?